Well, good Thursday, everyone. It is early afternoon. Where am I at? Late afternoon, early evening. Oh, 6:30 p.m. I finally caught up on some much needed sleep. Oh Lord, it's been 10 days and far needed it. You know, that's what a good team of specialists do, is they do what it takes to get you better and to get you over that other side of the mountain, so to speak. So I'm finally seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. It's going to take a little while to be 100%, but, you know, switching up the treatments and that, and prednisone injection and that has completely helped me, and I finally was able to sleep. Hallelujah. That's all I have to say. I'm ready to start this year off on a different note and move forward. So we got a lot going on. We are still in the process. We are still moving out west. And, you know, it's kind of like when we said we're moving out of Ohio. That took a while, too. Sometimes it does. You run into obstacles in life. And it's up to you to try to figure out, maneuver your way. You got to get through the hurdles. Everyone experiences setbacks in life. And sometimes your setbacks are longer than others, so to speak. So we are going to do this move. And we've got a lot to finish up. We're also looking at the housing market situation. We're still working with our same realtor, Rebecca. We're doing it a little bit different this year. We're going to make sure that we get under contract with the contingents that we sell our current home. We did a little bit different last year, and you know, when you end up having three different buyers on your home, and then we ended up having problems with the bank, then we had to back out of the contract because we couldn't move forward. I don't want that happening this year. Thankfully, everything's been resolved with the help of those, you know, with Eric's attorney that he had. Unfortunately, we had to bring on and help out the situation with the bank. And having an advocate with the state, we were able to get the bank situation finally settled, and everything has been resolved. It's taken 2 years, but we don't have that anymore to deal with this year. So it's smooth sailing ahead. Of course, yes, I have medical things going on. I do not plan ahead with medical because I've realized things always change with your health. You can go in into a scan and have something completely pop up that maybe should not have been there, or you would have had never anticipated, and then you could get rescanned again and things change. Constantly changes. You know, those on your cancer journey, you know how this is. You have your ups and downs and things change, but you have to keep pushing forward. There's no pity parties allowed. You just can't. I don't think it's good for the soul. It's not good for that fighting spirit. You just have to find that strength within, find your inspiration, find that extra push every day when you're not feeling well, and you got to just keep forward and keep moving. And that's how life works in general, doesn't it? So we're working with our realtor, Rebecca, looking to see what's available in the housing market. She does have family property through her uncle that we were anticipating to possibly purchase, but there's also situations with her uncle and that and things going on. So long story short is we're looking now for a different property. We prefer to have a little bit of land, but at this point, just to get ourselves settled out west, not be so picky. I realized that nothing's perfect in life. You know, all your wishes are not going to come true all at once, and maybe they're not going to come true to the extent that you have everything planned and plotted and organized, and this is what I want, this is what I get, and life doesn't happen that way, folks. Sorry, it doesn't. So at this point, if we can just find a good property with, you know, a decent size yard would be nice. Definitely going to have it fenced in for our fur babies. And that way, Eric can get stabled and situated as well with his new job out west and with the county that he'll be working in. And we could just move forward. And I know through my specialist, the change in the environment as far as the air is going to make a tremendous difference, especially with respiratory issues that I have. Obviously, unfortunately, for the side effects I experienced through radiation with the lungs, it's just going to overall allow me to live a higher quality, better life. When you're away from all those allergens, you're away from a lot of that moisture in the air, you're away from any pollutants and things like that. You know, you're not going to get away totally. But being out in the desert is a drier air. You don't have the allergens and the pollutants and, you know, things that are in the air as if you lived in, say, we live in Indiana or other states. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping that the change will allow me to come off of a lot of these respiratory drugs that I'm permanently on. A lot of these breathing treatments go every 6 hours. You know, I don't plan on wanting, if I have capability, and you have the capability to change your life, to change your health, why in the world wouldn't you do it? Good question, right? It would be absolutely ludicrous for me not to find the light at the end of the tunnel, which I see, and take that chance, which me and Eric plan on doing, and just making that jump. And it's a win-win, especially when it comes to your health. You know, you only have one life and it comes around one time. If you can make changes to your health that benefits your health and can reverse things, why in the world wouldn't you do it? So we're going to plan ahead. We're not going to step by step with things. A lot of things we're just going to keep private. And then obviously you're going to get to the point where you're going to see, hey, wait a minute, they're on the road. Then you're going to know we're on the road and we're on our way. We finally finished the big move. Like I said, there's been setbacks and it happens. We anticipated it. But this is going to be our year. And I told Eric, this is our year. And it's a good year. And it's about making good changes, learning from the past and moving forward. So speaking of making changes, I was doing the Breakfast Buddy program with the organization here in our little Lazy River town and with school in session, and then school went out for recess for the holidays and that, of course, stopped doing it. Now we're hitting into flu season, obviously for safety reasons and for my own health. You know, right now, Breakfast Buddy program is on hold, especially with the flu season going around school districts. So we've taken on a new little organization that we've been doing some volunteering, and that was around Christmas time we started, which was playing Mr. and Mrs. Claus, which was an absolutely amazing, wonderful experience. I would not have changed the decisions we made of changing our entire plans for Christmas. It was just meant to be, and sometimes, you know, good Lord and good karma says, okay, I'm going to switch this up. You're not going to do this for Christmas, and this just happened to fall into place for us. So we were able to take on the Mr. and Mrs. Claus. Eric was more of the keto diet Claus, a leaner version of Mr. Claus. And we visited families that otherwise could not get out of their homes due to medical reasons, financial reasons. Maybe they didn't have capability of a vehicle. We visited children that did not have their parents for whatever reasons with them during the Christmas season. And it was so nice to see such huge smiles and the laughter and meeting new people and sharing stories. And that's really what life is all about, is giving back and not expecting anything in return, because that's not how life works. You know, you give with the heart, and I've always said that, and that's what you do. You help each other out. And you know, if everyone just took an hour each day to do something for someone else, the world, I think, would be a far better place. So right now I'm looking for, and I'm going to say this, you know, anyone who has any homemade recipes maybe down the family line that you'd like to share, I'm willing to swap and trade with some creations of my very own. Some of them I have not plugged in. I have not finished editing the videos yet. I like to stay organic, vegan, as low sodium as possible. Just keep it really healthy. We're switching up right now. We're going back next week, starting to do the soups again. And I started doing this before I got sick, and basically is I just make a big pot of soup, and we have a list of those that would like to have something delivered, whether they're elderly, shut-ins, like I said, families in situations they don't have the financial means, or someone that just wants to say hi and meet a new face and have someone visit and spend some time, you know, just a simple hello, a small conversation, small talk. I mean, just goes so far. It just brightens some folks' days. And so I'm looking for recipes. I'm willing to exchange. I'm going to put the email down here. I'm looking for organic, vegan, and low sodium. So I'm looking basically for homemade soups. I can't wait to continue sharing my recipes. Go vegan this year. Go healthy. I don't care. It doesn't matter what you're dealing with. Everyone at the end of their life is going to come down with something medically. We all go through it. Nobody's invincible. You know, very few people, you know, and reach the end of their journey without experiencing something medical. That rarity, I believe my specialist said, is like less than 1%. So if you're that 1%, yeah, you know, you're blessed 10 times over. But for everyone else, you know, we all go through medical trials and tribulations, ups and downs. Okay, it's up to you, and your attitude's going to make or break you. You can choose one pathway, and you could choose another. And all I can say is do whatever it takes to push forward, inspire yourself, motivate yourself, find it within others, find it within stories, you know, whether you listen to this podcast, whether you keep up with someone else's journey, do what it takes. But at the end of the day, life is a gift with that big red bow, and it's definitely worth fighting, thriving, and surviving, because there's always a light at that end of the tunnel, right? So get your recipes, send them my way. I will send back recipes on my end, and find a reason this weekend to laugh, smile, and make some happy memories. It's a new year, 2019, a new you.